Overcast autumnal skies threatened rain this Wednesday, but failed to dampen the spirits of the thousands of pilgrims and curious tourists who filled St. Peter's as Pope Benedict XVI emerged to tour the square in his iconic Popemobile. The Pope was flown to Rome by helicopter from his summer retreat in Castel Gandolfo, one of his last commutes as his period in the Alban Hills draws to a close at the end of the month. The Pope officially returns to the Vatican in October, which promises to be a busy month for the Holy Father with the upcoming Synod of Bishops and the launching of the Year of Faith. But ahead of this, Pope Benedict also launched a new cycle of catechesis in his Wednesday meeting with believers on how God himself teaches us to pray in the liturgy.
The word liturgy in Greek means work done by the people and for the people. Here, this people is the new people of God, brought into being by Christ, a people which does not exist by itself and which is not bound by blood, territory or country, but is brought into being through the Paschal mystery.
In his comments in Italian, the Pope said that in order to celebrate the liturgy well, to really experience the reenactment of Christ's Paschal mystery, we must understand that it is the action of God and of man, as the Second Vatican Council teaches us.
The Council began its work by discussing the liturgy, and rightly so, for the liturgy reminds us of the primacy of God. The fundamental criterion for it is his orientation towards the Father, whose saving love culminates in the death and resurrection of his Son.
Concluding his appointment with the estimated 20,000 people present in the square, Pope Benedict greeted pilgrims in various languages, reminding them, Altare Dei est cor nostrum, our hearts are God's altar, and must always be directed towards him. I'm Emer McCarthy.
I want all of you and your God's blessings of joy and peace.